Listening, Unit 1, page 10, D.
You will hear people talking in six different situations. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. 1. You hear a woman talking about a phobia she has.
I've been afraid of the dentist for years now, and I'm not really sure what brought it on. There doesn't seem to be any logical reason for it. Of course, it doesn't stop me going for a checkup every year. I know that if I put it off, things will only get worse. It's not like I freak out or do anything embarrassing while I'm in the dentist chair. I can't explain it. I just seem to tense up and my palms go all sweaty. But it's weird though, because I wasn't always like that, and I know that nothing can happen to me.
2. You hear a man talking about his driving test.
I've been taking a crash course in driving for over a month now, and my instructor is keen for me to take the test soon. I'm not sure I'm ready psychologically, though. It's not that I don't know how to drive. I'm pretty sure I'd pass. The course has been very intense, and I've managed to do a lot of driving in such a short length of time. The thing is, I don't react very well in stressful situations like tests. I suppose what worries me most is that I'll chicken out of the test at the last minute. What a waste of time and money that'd be.
3. You hear a woman talking about horror films.
I love watching horror films. They usually make me laugh. I mean, the storylines are normally so predictable it's unbelievable, and the special effects are very often a bit of a joke, really. But I got a film last night from my local DVD shop, which had got good reviews, and to my amazement, I was absolutely terrified. It had me on the edge of my seat from start to finish. It really deserved the glowing reviews it got.
4. You hear a woman talking to her daughter.
I know you must be very upset that you didn't make it to the finals, but it's not the end of the world. I admit Dad and I haven't always been that supportive in the past. I guess we didn't think you'd make it this far, and we were annoyed when you left college to play tennis professionally. But you've certainly proved us wrong, haven't you? Try and look on the bright side. You were the runner-up after all, and your sponsorship has been renewed.
5. You overhear two people talking on a plane.
What's up, Rob? You've hardly even touched your meal. Isn't it up to your usual gourmet standards?
No, it's perfectly fine. It's just that I can't eat when I'm crammed into such a small space.
You should have asked for extra leg room.
Well, that's just it, you see. I even paid more for extra leg room, but there was some mix-up and I was given an ordinary seat in the end. I feel really let down by the airline. Normally, they're very reliable, but I guess they're more interested in making money than making sure passengers enjoy the flight.
6. You hear a man talking about living alone.
I can remember being so enthusiastic when I first moved in. I'd never lived on my own before, so I was looking forward to some peace and quiet. Having been brought up on a farm with 9 brothers and sisters, I just wanted to do my own thing and come and go when I wanted. And I do, mostly. but I must admit I do miss them and their company when I come home to a cold, dark, empty house. That's when I realize how alone I am. My mum took it really hard when I first told her I was moving out. She burst into tears. She was scared that I wouldn't be safe living on my own in a big city, I suppose.